This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Republican Party is raising money to challenge the state's open primary law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The chair of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, has set up a legal fund so only Republicans can choose Republican candidates. The fund has been set up with the Claremont Institute, where John Eastman is a founding director and currently facing a disbarment hearing. Eastman also represented a group of GOP candidates who last year unsuccessfully challenged the open primary law. Williams has blamed open primaries for the drop in registered Republicans, as well as recent electoral defeats. In a fundraising email, he said an independent committee led by State Senator Kevin Lundberg will oversee the legal challenge. Colorado voters approved a proposition in 2016 allowing unaffiliated voters, the state's largest voting bloc, to vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Counties across Colorado are redrawing the lines that determine how voters are represented in their local government. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's 64 counties are required to draw up new lines on the map for the districts that are represented on their county commissions. That once-in-a-decade process must wrap up by September 30th. The results won't actually affect election results too much. In the vast majority of Colorado counties, commissioners are elected at large, meaning by the whole county. So no matter the shape of a district, you get the same electorate. But the district lines do determine which candidates can run in a particular year and who each commissioner's constituents are. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And one correction to a story we ran earlier today. Denver's Pride Parade is Sunday morning at 9:30. Well, the weekend of festivities kicks off with a 5K on Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.